They want him jailed without bond for a crime that could get him life without parole. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A court hearings this hour for Robert Cremo III, the accused Highland Park, Illinois, 4th of July parade attacker facing 7 counts of murder.
Dozens of additional charges are expected to be filed as well. Investigators say the suspect planned the attack for weeks.
And the gun used was bought legally, despite 2 2019 incidents when Cremo was suicidal and then his family called police to say he was threatening to kill people.
Illinois State Police say no action was taken because when officers went to the family's home, no one wanted to move forward with a complaint, and the state's red flag laws were not triggered. 3 months later, the suspect's father sponsored him to apply for and obtain a firearm owner's ID card to buy a gun. In a statement, the suspect's parents say, "We are all mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, and this is a terrible tragedy for many families, the victims, the parade goers, the community, and our own."
Fox's Garrett Tenney outside the courthouse. A victory in court for a sex trafficking victim in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court has ruled a woman who's charged with homicide can argue at her trial she was justified killing her sex trafficker 4 years ago. She claims he sexually assaulted her and sold her to others. President Biden will go to Ohio in a few hours.
In Cleveland, the president plans to highlight a new federal rule shoring up solvency for multi-employer pension plans. That program was funded through a coronavirus relief measure signed into law last year.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The president's blamed Russia's invasion of Ukraine for high gas prices and oil companies and gas station owners. Some of them are pushing back.
I was quite frustrated and actually pretty annoyed.
Sal Reese Salvato heads up the New Jersey Gasoline and Convenience Store Association. He tells Fox stations don't control the prices. Gas, though, is down 23 straight days and nearly a quarter from its record high. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
There's yet another court hearing today in the long saga of DACA, the program President Obama created by executive order, and President Trump unsuccessfully tried to undo it. It shielded some immigrants brought here illegally as kids from being deported. A judge allowed Texas to block new applications, and an appeals court is considering a challenge to that. There's a new push in Texas to label the year-and-a-half-long surge of migrants crossing the border illegally an invasion.
Some officials near the Texas border want Governor Greg Abbott to use state resources to deport migrants, something only the federal government can do. On Fox and Friends, Goliad County Sheriff Roy Boyd explained why his county is among those who want to declare a, quote, invasion of migrants.
They're endangering the citizens of our community, the citizens of the state of Texas, and the unprecedented number of individuals being brought through by the cartels is just overwhelming.
The sheriffs say human smugglers are causing property damage when they try to get away from law enforcement, and it's tying up resources. It comes a week after the Supreme Court ruled that the Biden administration could end the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The next hearing in the Democrat-led House Committee's probe into last year's Capitol riot will be next week, while a prosecutor in Georgia issues subpoenas into a probe into former President Trump's attempt to overturn election results.
Fulton County DA Fannie Willis is petitioning the judge overseeing a grand jury to bring high-profile names in to testify. Senator Lindsey Graham and former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani. Other Trump legal team members are being targeted for testimony as well. Willis says a Trump call to Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find more votes is a basis of the probe. She also said Graham called Raffensperger asking to look at absentee ballots, seeking a more favorable outcome.
That's Fox's Gernal Scott on Wall Street. The Dow's down 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.